Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Power vocals, a dose of Southern rock, and heartfelt lyrics are drawing fans to the North Valley, a quintet from Salt Lake City. A newcomer to the local music scene, this band just released their debut album, the Bad Habits EP, and they're the featured band for November on KCPW's Sounds from the Lounge online music series. Today on the program, we're talking with a couple of the band members about their ambitions, and joining me in studio is Spencer Sayer. He plays drums in the North Valley. Spencer, hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Also with us, Spenny Relier. He's on guitar and vocals. Spenny, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And other band members include Dane Sandberg, John Butler, and Kramer McCausland. The North Valley, as I mentioned, is the featured artist on Sounds from the Lounge, our online music series for this month. There's a video of them playing in the KCPW member lounge and links to their debut album on our website, kcpw.org. Gentlemen, I understand the North Valley is this amalgam of three different local bands. Right. Spenny, tell us, how did you find each other?
Well, I mean, honestly, like, we all know each other just because of playing music. Like, you know, back in the day, I saw, like, four years ago, you know, I saw Spencer and Dane's old band, The Spins, play at Kilby Court, and then we just started playing shows together, you know. And so over the years, we've just known each other, and then last year, you know, all of our bands kind of just broke up at the same time. So Spencer and Dane kind of just, like, called me and Kramer and John, and all of our bands were kind of done, so just decided to jam with one another.
Kind of fell into place.
Fell into place. Spencer, how did you? But I mean, when bands fall apart, how do you target the people you think, oh, we're compatible, I can work with this person?
Yeah. Well, we had all known these guys forever, so when me and Dane's band broke up, we kind of sat down and said, if we're gonna do something again, we want to love it. And so we sat down and kind of thought about who our favorite lineup would be to get the sound that we were looking for. And we'd always admired these guys and the sounds they were, or the songs they were making. And so we just called around, and it just so happened that all of their bands had broken up too. So it just kind of worked out perfectly.
Describe that first jam session with this new group, the North Valley.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, like, I think for me, it's like kind of weird, and it's like
weird
so
in
fresh.
What way?
It's so fresh. It's like so fresh and like not like quite comfortable and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
for me and Dane, we'd grown up playing music together. So when we would go to our old band practice, it was like we just had these songs our whole lives.
Yeah.
We were playing them.
And the bands I had been in had been playing for 3 years, you know, so we were all really comfortable with each other.
We've never had that experience where you just meet up. It's like, okay, what now?
Yeah.
So just
shift.
Do we have songs? Or?
Yeah, we're a band now, you know, like. So the first jam, the first, like, practice, you know, rehearsal, first, like, month was really good. We were actually, like, writing and playing.
Yeah, everybody just was throwing out the songs that they had kind of sitting around.
Yeah.
So independently, you're all kind of working on stuff, and you bring it to the table.
Yeah, that's how it was at first, but now it's gotten pretty collaborative, I think.
Yeah.
Because of this band, our writing style has all changed pretty significantly.
Can you describe how it's changed?
Yeah, it's just as it used to be, writing and then bringing it in and we'd all work on it. Now it's the entire process is pretty collaborative.
It's pretty, you know, from start to finish, it's pretty involved. Everyone's pretty involved. Instead of someone like finishing a song and taking the time to finish it on their own, be like, okay, it's ready to be brought to the guys, we sort of just finish it all together now.
A quintet. Why five?
Democracy. if there's never any issues, because like if anyone like has an idea that they're sticking with, if three people don't like it, then it doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Like it gets voted off.
So a quartet would not have worked for you.
Not necessarily.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, the quartet, we always, you have like guitar, bass, drums and vocals or whatever, but John is so good at guitar. He was never an option not to have him.
He's so good at guitar. so it's good to have a five piece for the voting, like, you know, just in case. And it's not like it happens very often that like we don't agree on something. But that's a really nice thing about it. And also having like keys and two guitars allows you to sort of open up a little bit. you know, it's really great.
We're speaking with Spenny Relier. He sings and plays guitar for the North Valley, also with us Spencer Sayer, who plays drums for the North Valley. They are the featured artist on KCPW Sounds for the Lounge online series for November. And let's get to some music. Let's play Riverside. Spencer, set us up with this song. What's this song about before we take a listen?
Well, me and Dane, this is actually the first song me and Dane wrote together. I don't really know. It's Dane wrote all the lyrics.
Yeah, it's sort of just.
And if
like
he wrote the lyrics, it's probably a little dark.
what was the sound you were going for, though?
Well, I actually had a piano part that I played, and then Dane kind of sat down and just played the song. I think he had lyrics lying around that he hadn't used, and sort of
nostalgic lyrics, just looking back on. It's like a home song, you know, song about your hometown, and you know, just nostalgia, basically.
This is Riverside by the North Valley. North Valley, recorded here at KCPW in our member lounge. Where'd you get those pipes, Benny?
It's kind of funny. When I first started singing, I was listening to a lot of heavy metal and skateboarding, but at the same time doing like musical theater in high school, you know, and so I really liked, you know, intensity and stuff like that. But I also liked like show tunes and stuff, so I did like music. I was in like a musical in high school, and so they give you like a vocal lesson, and I started really learning about how, you know, and I still don't really do it right, you know, sing right, but I started learning how, like, you know, to use your body to sing. I always thought it was great, so I just kept on doing it, So I don't know really where I got them, you know.
But you've been singing all your life?
Yeah, you know, kind of. Like since I was like 14 or 16. Yeah, 16. So yeah, basically.
Spencer, how'd you get your start in the drums?
I kind of just took percussion in high school because my friend was doing it and we wanted to have classes together. But I started playing when I was about 12 and just loved it. Never stopped.
You've been in separate bands. The North Valley is a fairly new collaboration. Do you have a favorite venue that you've played in, either with the North Valley or outside of that group?
Interesting question. It's always an interesting question.
We definitely have a favorite venue in each city.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not 21, so there's a lot of places I can't play.
Yeah.
But there's,
you know, we love Kilby Court in Salt Lake City. Like, that's always like our home, and Velour and Provo, we love Velour. And
well, I mean, what makes a good group, a good venue?
It's funny, Velour and Kilby couldn't be more different.
Yeah, I know, because Kilby have like this cool, like, intimacy, you know, you're close on the ground, you get to, like, look people in the eyes when you play, and, like, it's really fairly, you know, pretty small, compact, it's, like, right in your face, really fun.
Yeah.
Velour, you know, you get, it's kind of, like, a little bit more, I don't know.
Velour has, like, amazing sound, and the building's amazing, it's just, it's, like, special to play there, whereas Kilby tends to get a little more wild.
Yeah, like, I don't know if formal's the right word, but Velour does have this sort of, like, sense of, I don't know, just sort of, like, I want to make a good impression there, you know, so I try to, you try to perform better, and they, you know, kind of, it's just kind of, like, we got to drive out there, you know, it's, like, it just feels like more of, like, a, you know, a night when we go out to Velour.
It's more
know?
Of an experience, whereas Kilby's kind of just a party.
It's like, yeah, it's like we've played at Kilby for years now, so.
What's with the name? Tell us about the North Valley. What does it mean? Does it mean anything?
The name Spencer. Is the only name that we could all semi-agree on. We threw out names forever, and someone was always like, nope, hate it, don't like it. And that one, so we said it, and everyone went, I don't hate it. So.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird that we kind of compromised.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know, we were thinking of band names, and everyone liked the idea of using Valley. So everyone was throwing out adjectives that we could throw in front of that.
We were all just trying to do the word Valley, but then we, you know, in the past few months, like, when people ask, we've just kind of, you know, the real, you know, good thing to say why we chose it is just because that's, like, where we're from. We're from Davis County, you know, like, from just up north of Salt Lake, just barely. So that's all we say. Like, yeah, we're just from there, you know.
Well, let's take a listen to another cut. This is off of your debut EP, The Bad Habits. You got that straight, Jake. Tell me about that, Spenny.
Actually, this is not a part of the Bad Habits EP.
Oh,
yeah. This was just released just barely on its own.
Okay.
Bad Habits was released like February.
Yeah, in like March of last year.
But this one we just recorded it with our friend Wes. What's his last name?
Wes Johnson
at Archive Recording. Great stuff. Good guy.
Yeah, we just recorded this like a month or two ago.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's take a listen. You got that straight, Jake, from the North Valley. Trying to label music. How would you define your sound, Spenny?
I always just say we're just a rock and roll band, you know, like that's my favorite way of kind of just putting whatever you want, you know, into it. Like, yeah, we play rock and roll, which nowadays can mean literally anything, you know. So I usually like to, if I get into it, it's like rock and roll with a little...
Yeah, a lot of people say we're Americana.
Yeah, Americana.
Sounds a little driving for that, but I don't know.
And Americana, and we don't really use it, like we've never really used an acoustic guitar live or anything. Yeah. I've done a lot of band, like work with acoustic music, of course, but Americana, I kind of see that, you know, like mandolins and acoustic guitars and stuff, you know.
Right. We've only got a few seconds left, maybe 20 seconds for this answer. I'll throw it out there. What does 2013 hold for the North Valley?
Big plans.
Yeah.
Touring. We're going to release a full-length album. We're going to be playing
Yeah, you'll definitely be seeing us a lot in 2015.
Yeah, it's going to be.
We've got a lot of big things. We're going to be playing a lot. I'll finally turn 21. So
you can get into these clubs, huh?
We'll be playing a ton, and so you'll be seeing us around.
Spencer Sayer, he's the drummer for the North Valley, and Spenny Relier on guitar and vocals. And gentlemen, thanks very much for the time. Congratulations on the new CD.
Thank you so much.
The North Valley's debut album, titled The Bad Habits EP, is available through their website and links on ours, kcpw.org. City Views, a production of KCPW. Jesse Ellis, our technical director. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.